Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No one appreciates their open more than Rochelle, and it's tremendous. Now, you just were talking with Laura Oaks. You know our mutual friend, Susie Jones. I was telling you, Susie, a couple weeks ago, walking to work, a couple blocks away, slipped on dog poop and fell.
It's unfortunate.
That's not good. That is not good.
No.
You also almost suffered an injury today. Is that correct?
Physical, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of moral injuries
yeah.
suffered pretty much every day. But yeah, yes, in my half block walk here, I hit some sort of thing in the sidewalk and I almost fell and I didn't fall. And then I got here and then I dropped my 3/4 full iced coffee. And so I don't have anything to drink. And you did graciously offer me some water.
I did offer to get you water and you just dismissed me.
No, I wanted to, you know, go cold, just go on with nothing.
Okay, how are you, if I said no coffee for a week, what effect would that have on you?
No, I'd be okay.
You're fine?
Yes.
Okay. Because most of the coffee community
yeah.
is addicted.
No, I'm not. I cannot. Water. I'll die without water.
Well, I wasn't saying without water and food.
No, I would be fine without coffee. I'd probably miss, I mean, I think sometimes with me, this is fascinating stuff, but with me, it's sort of the ritual. Like you get up in the morning.
Just a pattern.
And have the, you have the, having the warm mug in your hand,
mm-hmm.
kind of. And then I'll look at it a couple hours later and realize I had about 3 sips. That was okay.
You're good.
I'm good.
Because I hate to tell you, coffee's disgusting.
Because I'm high on life.
You're high on, when I think of somebody who's high on life, do you know who's in studio after you?
The guy who really hates coffee.
Patrick James Royce.
But the dude drinks Diet Coke, which, you know, what are those called? Refrigerator cigarettes? Diet Cokes?
He's 80 and he's razor sharp, right?
Well, he's, depends on what kind of razor we're talking about. But
yes.
Yeah, but, no, it's amazing. I don't know how I've long wondered because I've worked with Patrick for 25 years.
Yeah.
At least, roughly. The dude can recall things that happened in 1982 when he was wasn't he a falling down drunk in those days?
He went on his secret mission in 81, I believe.
Okay, so but still in the 70s,
yeah.
he can talk about he remembers full conversations with Gene Mauch and
oh god yeah. yeah. Oh god. I think we both were at the big 60th birthday party too.
We were.
Yeah, I was.
I was just talking about that.
Yeah.
How come we didn't get invited to the 70th and 80th?
I don't think there is an 80th birthday party.
There should be.
There should be. That's why I invited him here. So then I'll feel even worse if there is an 80th birthday party.
And neither of us was invited.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could tell him we're both waiting for it.
Yeah, we are. I might be going to Paul tonight. I might just buy some tickets for McCartney.
Oh, Paul. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hear there's lots of tickets, right?
Yeah, it sounds like there's lots of tickets. Hey, Brad Lane, can you hear me? Grab Ricey a Diet Coke somewhere. Can you get Ricey a Diet? There we go. Get
him look at that. The boss who listens to you.
Yeah,
love that.
Exactly. Well, if you want to get me a Pepsi, too, that'd be great, but I don't think
that
that's
was the most impressive thing I ever saw. My first time in the studio, and you shout at the boss,
I don't think I shouted.
Well, you tell him what you want. He looks right over and gives you the thumbs up and runs to get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that how it worked?
That's talent,
when
man.
Glenn
That's...
Taylor... Well, was that how it worked? Glenn Taylor? You just yell at Glenn and
Glenn,
it goes...
Steve Grove. I'm just in the newsroom. I'm like, I'm feeling a little thirsty. Yeah.
You want to tell us your worst boss ever?
No, because they're still alive.
They're still alive.
And in the Twin Cities.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had... Well, we got a boss here who right now is in the slammer for 9 years for some disgusting behavior.
Ooh, 9 years. You got to work hard to get that kind of time.
Yeah, you're awful. And what he did or was accused of and found guilty of is absolutely disgusting.
I'm trying. Why that one is not popping up? We don't have to visit. I'll Google it
after
the show.
Yeah, Google it. Anybody wants, they can Google it. Okay, what's with these witches and what's going on around Minneapolis? And you're loving this now.
I'm loving
Lake Nokomis and Lake of the Isles.
Well, to be fair, part of my these women, mainly women, go out on paddleboards.
Guys are not allowed. Apparently.
I'm not saying guys. I don't think men are barred. Yep. I think you could get in your little witch outfit and go out there.
Thank you.
I think you'd be welcome at any all female event.
Should
Chad.
I show up today if I go to Paul McCartney in a witch's outfit?
No.
No.
This doesn't seem like a McCartney thing. But no. You should go to McCartney Beat, which goes to another one of my jeers, which I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
I talked about D'Angelo's 2015 show at First Avenue. I don't go to a lot of shows. I don't think you go to a ton either. But
no, you're wrong. Some people, I do go to a lot.
Do you go to a lot?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was like hell-bent on going to the show. And boy, it was mind-blowing. And it was so good. And now it's like he's never coming back.
51.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Pancreatic cancer, too.
Well, I just was talking with a friend of mine yesterday who has another friend who has pancreatic cancer.
Well, how
cancer.
Many people do we know? A lot of people. Pancreatic.
It seems like it's among the worst that you can get. Pancreatic cancer.
It's a silent killer, Chad.
Yeah, it is. By the time they find out.
By the time
out,
you figure it out, yeah, it's
so
tough.
Advanced.
And you can't just take out your pancreas and live on.
Well, okay, if we continue to bounce around here, I will say one of our opening topics was greatest concert of our life. Is that potentially your favorite?
I was literally just texting our mutual friend Jeff Day from the Star Tribune,
great
reporter,
yep.
Telling him that Till the Day I Die, and I am, much like yourself, approaching 60 here, mm-hmm. although you are already 60.
Thanks.
I've still got a couple weeks left.
Thanks a lot.
Till the Day I Die, I suspect this will be in the top 10.
D'Angelo top 10.
I don't see how it gets displaced.
Okay.
It was just such a good show.
What else is in your top 10?
Oof. Well, there were also a couple. I mean, I saw Tyler Childers at First Avenue in 2019 before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Which was really cool because now he plays Target Center.
I saw him the last time. This was it spring when he's in town. Really was hardly familiar with him. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, listen, I felt no shame in being at Target Center with, you know, 17,000 of my friends. But if you can see somebody just as they're taking off, at a Northrop, at an Orpheum, or
First
a particular
Avenue,
First
the Ave. Palace.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good.
Also, Yola at First Avenue.
Okay.
A mind-blowing show. And I don't think it was even sold out. And she was here this spring, and I couldn't go because I had my trip to Australia planned. But I would have been there in a heartbeat. And if anybody gets a chance to see her go, she'll knock your socks off.
She's pretty good. That's what I hear.
Waxahachie at First Avenue, right after the pandemic, and on and on.
First Ave is still an amazing place. I mentioned it about 3 weeks ago when Conrad Ferguson passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Conrad, stage manager.
He made it into Cheers and Jeers.
Conrad is all-timer. I got to know Conrad a couple ways, including I went to school with his daughter, one of his 800 siblings, Katie, who is just a 10 of a human being. And First Ave won't be the same without Conrad. Okay, the witches... And Lake Harriet and Lake of the Isles. Okay, describe this for me.
Okay,
the
so the witches are on Nokomis.
Okay.
And it sounds like it started as a once in a fall thing, and then they're kind of repeating it. And we did a story about it, and it's really cool because it sort of happens at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our great photographers, Jeff Wheeler, goes out there. He lives nearby and shoots these amazing, beautiful photos of people in these witch outfits under these harvest moons. And I think that sort of seduced me into putting it into Cheers and Jeers. But I also just think it's a cool little fall tradition that's not sponsored by the city or anybody. This is just a sort of communal gathering that people seem to come together and do for fun. And I also included that pencil over on Lake of the Isles.
I did see that.
I also think it's funny. And this year they... I mean, the pencil itself is great. Like, they sharpen the thing, and people know all about it. But this year, they dressed it up as Justin Jefferson.
Seems to be the guy to do, right?
Well, it was really cool, though. I mean, they got the jersey. He's got the bling. He's got a grill. It's, although the jewelry, I wasn't going to quibble. I don't have space in Cheers and Jeers, but yeah. they've got, like, gold chains. And as we know, our guy wears diamonds.
I was going to say, yeah. You know, let's be right. And by the way, those aren't zirconia. I mean, that's the real deal.
Well, he also has that. Did you see there was a picture of him? He also has like a giant jet that he wears, a giant jet
necklace.
He's
doing okay. He's doing. What kind of Halloween person is Rochelle Olsen from the Star Tribune?
Not much.
Not much. Like, is the door open? I mean.
No.
I mean, so if Chris Stubbs wants to bring his kids over there, he has 17 under the age of 10. And he stops at the Rochelle Olsen mansion.
I'm hiding behind the couch.
Gets by the
lights
moat.
Are out. The lights are out.
What kind of ogre are you?
Because I don't get any. When I moved here to my house 20 some years ago.
Okay, it's been 20 years.
I was excited. I thought I was going to have trick or treaters. I was going to be an adult and it was going to be great. I was going to have trick or treaters.
Well, we can make up for it in one night.
Yeah, apparently. But now I don't even buy candy because it just came like I'd buy candy and I'd get maybe one or two kids and then it'd be like spooky kids where they're coming too late and. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the cutoff? Well, there's no cutoff with you if you're never answering the door.
Well, I stopped. I mean, I just don't get enough kids.
How about if the kids drive up?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what's the...
Drive up and they the parents, like, they run out the door. That's not cool.
No. If the kid can drive, you're not trick-or-treating
oh,
in my house.
Oh, the kids drive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, if you're... Tubbsy, what should be the age cutoff? 14?
If you got a mustache, you know what? I'd say 13. 13's cut off.
Yeah, 13 or 14.
13's cut off, yeah.
If you're in high school, get out of here. Go harass some
middle
kids.
Middle school, eighth grade, done.
That's
well,
it.
It's sad because I live in St. Paul and there's some real Halloween disparities. There are certain streets in St. Paul that are, I mean.
Well, you're not helping if you just turn the lights off. You might generate some interest.
I don't have one of those streets. I have friends who live on those streets where they have to buy 50 pounds of full-size candy bars, and they're gone in the first 45 minutes. I mean, seriously, there are certain streets in St. Paul, but I'm nowhere near that.
When we put out the podcast on this one, Tubbsy put out Halloween Hater. Rochelle Olsen.
Can we put hashtag and get it on social media?
I'm not a Halloween hater. I might even bring my dog to a little costume party at the park.
Yeah, but not giving out candy to kids.
That's... Well, what's worse, giving out like apples and raisins or not giving out candy?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Apples and raisins is despicable.
Yeah, that's despicable.
Your house should be egged. U of M, lack of transparency, and RT Ryback and transparency. Back with Rochelle in moments on CCO. He's pretty good. D'Angelo in the house. Patrick is here. Patrick's going to join us next hour. Rochelle Olsen is here. Okay, U of M, transparency. I never really think highly of the U of M and transparency. Talk about this one.
Well, it's just incredible the ability of the administrators at the U, and this isn't just the current president, but she seems to excel at it as well. To talk.
She's not very visible, is she, so far?
I guess not. Yeah. I mean, we had an hour-long interview with her a while ago, in the spring, I guess, the editorial board.
Yep.
And, I mean, an hour, and we're sitting there, and it's one of those deals where you look at your notes afterwards, and it's an hour, and there's not really much of anything said. But it's frustrating because this campus, Morris, has been sort of, I don't know if you'd say problematic, but it's had challenges for some time now with enrollment and the Steve Swigum attack, in which he wondered whether it was too diverse.
Yes.
And so they very abruptly get rid of the campus leader, and it's kind of like, well, we're going to, you know, so this is all about sustain, whatever, this is whatever word salad she said about sustaining.
She's a really good word salad.
You can, this woman is super duper edgy. I mean, she's a physician.
Yeah.
And so you don't get through med school with word salad. She's fully capable of explaining herself. And I understand there are limits to probably what you want to say or where you want to go, but come on.
Give us something.
Give us something.
Yeah. Okay, giving us something, R.T. Rybak, right? And
yes.
His openness in this area deserves a great deal of credit.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, we were just, P.J. Fleck has also talked about getting therapy, but it was more than just Rybak talking about getting therapy. It was him talking about the trauma of being the leader of a city, and he talked about the murder of Taisha Evans, who was an 11-year-old girl who was caught in gang crossfire while doing homework.
Horror.
At her table.
She's just, exactly. You know.
It was, and her parents, I think they both passed now, but they were the sweetest people. And you as mayor have to go into this home where they've lost their 11-year-old daughter and somehow comfort them and also be a leader. And you've got there was a lot of attention on this murder to be a lot of attention on this murder for 2 decades.
Yes.
Because of what happened with the alleged killer.
Yep.
Whose name was Mayan Burrell, is Mayan Burrell, back in prison.
Yep. After being out.
Right. So, and that was just one thing. But then, you know, look forward. You've got mayors have to go through George Floyd. It's a lot. You're trying to, because people are looking at you for leadership.
Yeah.
As well as.
Doesn't mean you're not affected in a way when it's unrelenting.
Right. Or just generally, I imagine sitting, we've all, at our age in life, experienced loss, had friends experience loss, and you're sitting with somebody in loss, and also it's part of your job. I mean, and Rybak just spoke very candidly about how challenging that was for him personally.
Okay, let's finish with this. We've got about a minute to go. Where do you think this mayor's race is at?
Oh, geez.
Is Fry the favorite? If Hampton and Davis would say put Omar Fateh one, does he then become the favorite? Where are we at?
Well, if you want me to guess, I do.
Because we really don't have any good polling on this, right?
None that's public.
Yeah. Do we have someone that's coming out?
No, not that I'm aware of, but not on the news side. I don't think so. I mean, it's always been a little hard for us to poll just for Minneapolis.
Right.
But you can be assured that candidates in certain wards are polling and have an idea. And I've seen, you know, I think, I have to kind of think he is the favorite. That would be my guess. But what if
those two other individuals say put Fateh one in ranked choice voting? Because they're campaigning together a lot.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we had a story about that in the Star Tribune, too, about how they're saying, you know, don't rank Fry, rank everyone else. And I mean, I think that's sort of always been the concern from the beginning for the mayor. And again, it's such a cliche, but it all comes down to turnout and who's going to be motivated to turn out.
Yeah. And it's not a police vote like we had in 21. Thank you for stopping by.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.